I'd like to say we appreciate the service this morning. I really do. I appreciate the program that they put on. Wonderful program. Got some new participants. That ought to stir something in you. I don't know what I'm going to do if I do anything. I appreciate what I can feel deep down my soul. I do. I really do. I know that they put a lot of work into the program. You can tell when people got their heart in it. I believe their heart's in it. I thought of the message. And if you didn't get the message, the truth of it is, if you don't get Jesus, you've missed it. A lot of people talks about this and that. I'm going to read you some scripture, I believe, this morning. That might be all I do. But there's a message. And that's already been done here this morning. I appreciate that. I really do. If you're going to read with me, I'm going to read some out of the book of Jonah. Very familiar scripture. I'm going to read some out of the first chapter, and then I'm going to read some out of the fourth chapter of the book of Jonah. And I'll say again, that might be all I do. You may not understand sometimes that it gets bigger than you are, and you don't know what to do. Book of Jonah, the first chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Fourth chapter, starting with the first verse, we may read the entire chapter. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted and wished in himself to die and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of that of Jonah, some of the first chapter, and then that of the fourth chapter. And I know that Jonah had been preached on many a time, and a lot of things in this that we'll probably never get around to far as that this morning. But I want you to think with me for just a minute. The situation of Jonah. We've got a lot of people that's in the situation that Jonah was in one sense. And you might think to this morning, and I'll say this, we appreciate you being here. And I hope and pray that the Spirit of God has made you welcome. Well, the truth of it is, there ain't nothing I can do that make you feel good as far as being here, but we're glad to have you, and we appreciate that you come. And I believe that the program that was put on this morning, that was put on for you. You know, it's one thing for people to listen to the Lord. We've got a world full of people that claim to know the Lord. They claim to know the Lord. Jonah was a man, he was a prophet, was what Jonah was. And you may not understand maybe the condition that Jonah got in, but Jonah got in a place that he just wanted to die. Jonah did get angry. He got angry because he knew that the Lord wasn't gonna punish the men of Nineveh if they repented. If they repented. We're living in a time and a day when repentance, my friend, is absolutely not carried out very much. People don't repent no more. They'll hear the message, but I'm afraid they're in a situation that Jonah started out in. The Bible says here, and I read it to you, and it said, "And the word of the Lord came unto Nineveh," came unto Jonah, about Nineveh. He gave him a message, my friend, to carry to the people that they might repent, that they might listen. And Jonah himself, we find a lot of people in this situation, brethren, that Jonah himself fled from the presence of the Lord. We got people, my friend, that's hiding every place under the sun from doing that God would have them to do. Now, the truth of it is, my friend, if you got anything out of this program, you ought to have got that it takes Jesus in your life to have light in this world. You cannot be a light without Jesus. It takes that, my friend, of the power and the glory of God Almighty. That's what it takes. It takes something this morning. I'm just going to be honest with you. You might think that Jonah was angry at the people, but Jonah wasn't angry at the people. He was absolutely angry because he knew that God was not going to move them people. Because if they repented, he would be merciful and he would be gracious. And he did. And he did. But we got folks hiding from the presence of God. I want to talk about a couple of things, if I can, this morning. We've got people hiding behind their jobs. We got people hiding behind their situations. My friend, we got people that just will not give up and let Jesus lead their life. Glory! It takes the Spirit of God, brethren, to make the difference in your life. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It takes that light, brethren, that comes right out of heaven. Glory to God, that'll fill and feed your soul this morning. It'll do it. It brings something, my friend. You say, "Preacher, I don't want to have to face God." You know what Adam done in the garden? In the beginning, when Adam had sinned, you know what Adam done? Did he not hide himself? Did he not run and hide when the word of God was walking in the cool of the day? Brethren, God, Adam hid himself, didn't want to face God Almighty. You might think today, I'm going to be quite frank with you. I'm going to be as honest as I can with you this morning. My friend, I want you to know that the Word of God is the best thing that you'll ever get a hold of in your life. I don't care where you ever preach. I don't care where you ever become a deacon.
I don't care where you ever become an usher, brethren, in the house of God, you need to get Jesus, thank God, and get him real in your life. Quit hiding. Quit hiding. Quit covering it up. Glory to God, you'll be a better light. You'll be a better light to yourself. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You can't sit there and tell me, brethren, that you're doing the will of God when you're hiding behind every bush in the world. It ain't happening. Preacher, we've had a good program and you gonna really just get down on us. I want you to know something, brethren, that if the men of Nineveh had never got preached to, they never would have repented. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. It ain't every time. It ain't all the time. I've had a terrible time this week. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've had a terrible time this week. Preacher, you're a preacher. I ain't left God and I ain't run away from him. Thank God, and I ain't been hiding from him. You know what I've been doing? Thank God, I've been trying to get on my knees. Thank God, and find out what it is I've got to do, Brother Bruce. Preacher, you're a preacher. You're a pastor. You ain't supposed to get in that way. I want you to know, my friend, that it don't matter who you are, you're going to run across some obstacles. Thank God in life that you just cannot change. The Bible says that when Jonah got the word, brethren, he fled to Tarshish. Oh, Jonah, what you gonna do? Jonah, what you gonna do this morning? Brethren, they sum up just, thank God that God loves you so much, you're at least showing a little bit of respect in your life. Quit hiding. Quit covering it up. Preacher, I don't like going over there. I don't like that preacher they got over there. He's all time preaching to me. Get your heart right with God. See if the message don't change. It'll do it. Jonah wasn't going to preach this message. He wouldn't go preach this message. You hear me? He wouldn't go and preach this message. Brethren, I got news for you. God loves you. God's merciful unto you. What are you hiding for? I can't help it this morning. I've wrestled with this and I really have. I was able to go, wasn't able to go all the nights that I wanted to this week, but I went three nights I know of, and I heard three good messages. I heard three wonderful messages. Yes, I did. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Until we apply it to our own lives, the light never comes on. We've hid it under a bushel. Have we not? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No! Thank God I'm going to let my little light shine. Listen! You've hid yourself to the place, brethren, your light ain't much more than a flicker this morning.
Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. Not a bit. No, sir, not a bit. I can be honest with you. I know this morning without a shadow of a doubt, Jonah did not want to preach that message for one reason. And that reason was because he knew God was going to have mercy on him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was going to be known. If you really want to know why Jonah got to the place that he had just soon die, he did not want to be a false prophet. He did not want to be a false prophet. You want to know why he sat on the side of the city over there and sat down and looked? He is looking because in 3 days, Nineveh was going to be overthrown. Ain't that right? That's the message, Daniel, that God given. Brethren, and he looked and sat aside and wanted to see if it's going to come to pass. Yes, sir. I'm going to say this. I can't speak for every preacher, but I tell you what, it's good, my friend, when you can see a message unfold and the people obey the voice of God this morning. Amen. Brethren, quit hiding behind a bushel. Get out from under it. Get your life straightened out with God and be a little light to this world. This world needs a light. They need you. They most certainly do. They need you. Jonah, we know the story. Why, preacher, if God would deal with me like he dealt with Jonah, I want you to know something. If you would obey his voice as the men of Nineveh did, thank God you would find some grace. Yeah. And you would find some mercy. Yes, sir. This Bible said when the message went out that it spread throughout the city. Did it not? What was that message? Yet in 3 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. 8 words. Yeah. What they said, I ain't counting them. 8 words. 8-word message. I don't know this morning, and I'm just going to be quite frank with you. I've already felt better than I should. Just coming this way this morning. And I'm going to have to say this. I don't know. I know there's a lot of good singers in this world, but I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to go a long way to beat what singing you've heard this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's seasoned. Yes, sir. It's seasoned. It's got something in it. It ain't something they build up in it. Thank God it's something that accompanies, thank God, men and women, brethren, that give their life to Jesus. Yes. Yes. I'm going to say this. Brethren, Jonah, it wasn't that he was so angry that he wanted them people destroyed.
It was just the fact that God gave him the message. And the word would get out that Jonah was a false prophet. Yes, sir. Preaching something that would not come to pass. Yes, sir. Word get out. Yes, sir. Wouldn't nobody listen? I want you to know something this morning. I've realized in my lifetime, brethren, there's a greater power than me. And there's something, my friend, that I know in my soul. In my soul. Brethren, it will help your soul, but you have to repent.
Amen.
Can't get around it. Can't get around it. What was said? Dying. Paul said he died daily. Yes, sir. And he wasn't talking about this old man. He wasn't talking about this body, my friend, dying. I'll guarantee you, you watch people. And you watch life, just life, individually. When people get down to the end of their journey, my friend, things begin to shut down. Do they not? They begin to shut down. I had a grandmother, my friend, that shrunk in size. She did. Shrunk. Got shorter and shorter. Everybody don't do that, but she did. And it was visibly. You could visibly see she was getting shorter. My friend, that ain't what Paul was talking about, dying daily. That ain't what he was talking about. He's talking about, my friend, that soul of his. My friend, that he brought her down. Yes, sir. He brought it under subjection. Brethren, he brought it under subjection unto God Almighty. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. Some of you think God hid yourself because of complications in your life or situations in your life, and you've hid yourself from God. You've got no light. Listen, I'm not talking about being lost again, but you've lost every bit of the power and the influence that you've ever had.
Amen.
Preacher, this is a good crowd. What are you preaching to them like this for? There's one reason. I'm in a situation just like Jonah, just to be honest with you. I'd rather run. Yes, sir, and hide. Get under something, my friend Crafton, and let somebody else preach it. Yes, sir. I like to preach that honey message. Huh? I felt the honey, hadn't you? Yes, sir. It's here. It's in our midst. Glory to God. God's in our midst. And thank God we paid him no homage. I believe God loved Peter. The truth of it is, he loved all 12 of them. You say, preacher, one of them was a devil, didn't make no difference. He loved him. He didn't make him do it. You say, preacher, he was chosen from the beginning. He said, I've chose you 12, and one of you is a devil. And I'm going to be honest with you. These people today that'll tell you that they're not coming to church, they're not going to get right with God because the devil's pushing them in a different direction. Yes, sir. And they've hid themselves. You know what they've done? They've hid themselves amongst the stuff. Yes, sir. You go back over there and you read about when Rachel. Was it Rachel? I believe it was Rachel. Leah and Rachel. That's right. I got it right. Rachel. When they come home, brethren, from Laban's land, her father's land, when they come home, when they come out of there, do you know what Rachel done? She brought Laban's God. Yes, sir. She brought his God. Then in a few days, he got to missing it. Yes, sir, and he sent after him. No, Laban accused Jacob of stealing his God. Did he not? His sons, Laban's sons, accused him of stealing everything they had. Yes, sir, but God was in the matter. Was he not? The Bible said that Rachel was with child, my friend, and her father searched everything Jacob had. Searched it all. He couldn't find his God. The Bible says that Rachel had hid it among the stuff. And she was sitting on the stuff. Was she not? Brethren, these folks that's got their lives in such a sham, in such a way that you think it's irreparable. But I want you to know that God can repair anything that's wrong with you.
Amen.
He can do it. I'm going to tell you something else. It ain't that he can do it. He will do it. It takes some things, my friend, from me and you. You wonder why God don't work in your life? You got him turned off. Yes, sir. You got him turned off. You've turned him off of your life. You can go out and cry, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can cry, God, God, God. You can cry, holy, holy, holy. And God never, ever be around in your life. It's done every day. It's done every day. It's a shame. It's a crying shame, my friend, that men and women have to get in such a turmoil or in such a situation, brethren, to where it seems like God can't move no more. But he's talking. He's talking. Did he not talk to Jonah? Did he not? Preacher, I wouldn't have given the word, but you ain't God. God needed a message sent down there to the men of Nineveh, and he had a man to do it. And the man that he gave the word to, Rick, run and hid himself. I didn't read all that, but you can read it. He got on that ship. Bible says, I did read to you, where he paid his own fare. God didn't send him. God sent him to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. Got on a ship. Bible says he went down in the ship. Jonah went down every which way he turned in his life. I'm going to be honest with you. Just as honest as I know how. My friend, you'll not use God as a spare tire. You'll not use him as a crutch. my friend, you'll ever use him as your personal Savior. All in all, or he's going to be nothing in your life. I can preach that to you. You gonna hide yourself the rest of your life until you get your heart right with him this morning. Oh, what have I got to say, my friend, that'll get your attention? You know the scripture. After a while, a boisterous wind come. The mariners, in other words, the men that handled that ship, was throwing things overboard, getting real, lightening the ship. They couldn't handle her. She was out of control. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. If people would just realize that their life was out of control, thank God, God can put it back in control. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. I'm going to preach to you. Thank God you need Jesus in your life. And you need him every day of your life. Is that not right? Amen. Amen. I think of it every now and again. And I was here the last time, Brother Thurman, just every now and again, he'd ask me, he said, Randy, he said, what about that old boy that's in that hole down there? Brother Thurman's running a revival down at Stoner Chapel Baptist Church. Brother Donna Collum was under conviction. God was dealing with him. Grown man, had children. Do you hear me? But God had been talking to him. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. Whether you'll have it or not, that's pretty much the point to this message. God's talking to you. What are you going to do? Going to run? Going to flee? Going to hide yourself? Can I tell you where that'll get you? It'll get you just exactly like Adam. Because Adam didn't realize where he was at. He had hid himself. And he didn't know he was hiding until God said, Adam, where art thou?
Yeah.
He said that to Crafton one day.
Yeah, he did.
Glory. 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 Hallelujah. I don't care what your age is, folks. I can read you some scripture. My friend over there in the book of Samuel, where Samuel was a young man round about the temple of God, and God got to talking to him. Young man. And the scripture is very, very precise. It says, for Samuel knew not the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. He's talking to some of you and you do know him. And you're still hiding yourself. How many years is it going to take? How many times is it going to take for the Lord to talk to you before you'll ever turn, my friend, and give him the respect? I hear you, Lord, but I ain't a moving. God help you. I've had men to tell me, I know I need to be at church, but I ain't coming right now because I can't live it. You know why they couldn't live it? Because they wouldn't give it to God. That's why. They wouldn't give it to him. No, sir. They wanted their life, and they wanted to do the things they wanted to do, and they didn't want God telling them anything. Amen. That's where you're at. That's where you're at. I don't care. You say, preacher, you're going to run every one of us off and we ain't coming back. It might be my last message, but I'll guarantee you one thing. I'm going to let you know you need Jesus Christ in your life. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And I might pull a Jonah on you. I might sit over on the side and just see how long it takes for you to move. Huh? Yes. You know what? You know what? The scripture don't get into everything that Jonah did see. He said on the side of that city, I believe he's seen people getting down in sackcloth and ashes. Yes, sir. Bible said they did. Said they got it down, even put it on their beast. And the scripture says that the message come to Nineveh and even included the cattle.
Amen.
Did he not? I read it to you. 6,000 persons. Then it went on and much cattle. Huh? He put it in there for some reason. Thank God they covered them cattle in sackcloth and ashes. Hear me. They meant for God to get the message that they heard what he said. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God help us. God help us. God help us. In this day and hour that we're living in, and I'm here to tell you, church, I'm here to tell you folks, that's sitting right here, you can make a difference in this world. But it takes Jesus. You know that? It takes Jesus. It takes Jesus in your life. Quit your running. Quit your hiding. Get up. Get up and about the Father's business. God help us. God help us. We all love God. There ain't one of you, I guarantee you, if I went down through the each row and asked you, I believe every one of you probably testify the fact that you love God. But I'm going to tell you what most of us has got. We've got a woven life of entanglement. Entanglement. We've got God mixed in with everything that's going on in our life, and we will not break him loose and make him God over all. We want him to be God, but we want him to be our kind of God. Mixed in with everything we want to put in the mix. Yes, sir. I don't hate you.
I know that.
Thank God these things that you, preacher, you need to find you another message. I want you to know I'm going to pull a Jonah on you. Thank God and see how long it takes you to repent this morning. Thank God that's the only thing that will work in your life. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you've been saved, born again, thank God, act like it this morning.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Get a hold of old J.O. Jarrett said a lot of people couldn't keep their altar going because they never did get a hold of the horns. Get a hold of the horns of the altar, thank God, and just hang on. Pray. Pray. Thank God, pray until something happens to you this morning. What would I do without him? I love that song. I don't mind telling you, my number one singer is Robbie. There ain't a man alive and sang that song better than Robbie. No, sir, that don't mean you stop singing. It's a beautiful song. Great message. Yes, sir. But there ain't none of you going to beat Robbie in it. Well, preacher, you ought not tell people that. Well, you got your picks, don't you? You got them you like to listen to. Some of you this morning, I know you probably don't know what to think about this old preacher man this morning that talked to you like you was a rundown dog, but I got news for you. You get your heart straightened out with God, you'll quit being a rundown dog. Do you know that? You're running your life. You're running your life out of your hands because you will not give up and let Jesus take over. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It takes God Almighty. It takes Jesus Christ. And it takes the Holy Spirit. Thank God if you ain't got them three, brethren, you're hell bound. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Preacher, you ain't going to talk to me like that. I got news for you. God sent you a message, and yet in 3 days, you're going to be overthrown. Oh, oh. Can I tell you something? The king and the men of Nineveh took that message to heart. Yes, they did. They got results. They got results, Daniel. They heard what Jonah said. And brethren, they give their homage and respect to God. And God recognized them this morning. Brethren, it ain't whether or not I believe you're saved. It ain't whether or not that I believe you've made the crossing. My friend, I want you to know and realize, except Jesus Christ abides in your life, my friend, you are dead in your sins. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Laura Talley sings a song, Thank You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. I can't help it this morning. Something got a hold of me, Bruce, and I'm just going to give it to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Daniel, I could have helped you preach the other night. I'm serious, dead serious. Wonderful message. Thank God. I know where it come from. Yes, sir. And you can't fix one like that. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, there ain't nothing wrong with the blood that runs in my veins today.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Woo. It's good. Boys, it's good. I got news for you. It'll get on you. It will. Preacher, I don't want my boys going to church. I got news for you. The world will take them. And when the world gets a hold of them, I got news for you. You won't like it. You won't like it, my friend, that they went to the world. You won't like it. You hear me? You hear me? The Bible says, and it's real precise on this, it says the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment against this generation. Why? Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this morning, brother, this 2025, that's been over 2,000 years ago, my friend, that all that went on, or right at it. I want you to realize that the men of Nineveh shall rise up against this generation that I'm preaching to if you do not repent.
Amen.
That standard still holds.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It still holds. I want you to realize this morning that Jonah, it made no difference what Jonah done. It made no difference which way he turned. And I'm going to tell you this morning that it don't make no difference in your life which way you're running nor which way you turned. Brethren, there's going to come a day that you're going to recognize who God is in your life. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. I don't care who you are. You can sit here this morning and say, "Preacher, I got saved back under 20 years ago. I live my life and God's going to be pleased with it." Hogwash. He'll not do it. He'll not do it. I'm going to tell you something else. You a liar. Preacher, you a liar. Brethren, if you've ever been one of his and you running from him, thank God he's hot on your trail. He got on it the minute you left. He's just like the prodigal son's father. Brethren, I believe with all my heart, Daniel, his father didn't wait 3 months to go out there and look and see if his son was coming the day he left. I believe he went out every day and looked to see if he wasn't in the sight, my friend. Yes, sir. Look for him. Every day. I'm going to tell you this morning, and you're one of them, and you know it. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. He wonders, where you been? Preacher, God knows everything. You better believe he knows everything. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you've ever been one of his, you know too. You know too. Preacher, I feel bad enough. Why don't you get a better message? I got something to tell you. A better message won't change your feelings.
Amen.
I've listened to men preach on heaven and it smelled like hell to me. You know why? Because I wasn't where I was supposed to be, Crapton. No, sir. No, sir. God loves you. God wants to help you. God wants to be your God. Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yes, he does. He's doing all he can to be your God. Come get a verse of a song. I'm going to leave this with you. Bible said them mariners on that ship had done all they could. And it wouldn't get no better. The Bible says that Jonah told them, said, "You just get rid of me. Cast me over. We're not going to cast you over. Who are you? Where'd you come from?" All these questions. He said, I'm telling you to cast me over. And you know what they done? They cast him over. Did they not? You know what that sea done? Swoosh. Swoosh. Ceased. And the Bible says that God prepared a great fish. Did he not? You know what that great fish done, Susan? It swallowed Jonah. Glory, hallelujah. Swallowed him. Preacher, it ain't possible. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. Yes, sir. And it come to pass. You go back and see how much scripture, prophecy-wise, my friend, was fulfilled in Jonah. The Son of Man shall be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Why? Because Jonah was in the sea, in the belly of the whale, 3 days and 3 nights. Read it. It's in there. There's a reason that God done these things. Yes, sir. But the Bible says about that third day, that third night, old Jonah got... The Bible said he looked toward Jerusalem. What does that mean, preacher? It means he looked toward God. It means he was fixing to get God's attention. And he cried out to, the Bible says he cried out of the belly of hell. Out of the belly of hell I cried. Yes, sir. That's what he felt like. I got news for you. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. You keep hiding yourself. You can't run fast enough, no way.
Amen.
Brother Fred Coker, I love this. I appreciate what people's told me down through the years. Brother Fred Coker, sitting on the bench just like this, and I was sitting there, and he was sitting there. He said, Brother Randy, he said, I want you to know that God will get in the foxhole with you. Yes, sir. Over yonder.
Yeah.
Over yonder. Across the waters. In a battle. In war. He said, God will get in a foxhole with you.
Yeah.
Huh? If I've got to get in one, I'd like to have him, wouldn't you? Glory! Hallelujah! Some of you feel like you're drowning. Thank God, get a hold of God. That's all I can tell you. Preacher, I don't know how he'll work it out. The truth of it is, you don't have to know.
No.
What you need to know, my friend, is just to hold on to him. Him. He can make a way. Ain't that what y'all saying? He can make a way when they ain't no way. Yes, sir. He's been good in my life, Rick. I'm going to tell you something else. I serve a living God. He ain't never been dead. How far are you going to run? You know what that great fish done? It spewed him out right on the ground. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's more working in the hearts of men and women. Thank God if you would just open the door. Preacher, I ain't never going to get over and shout, and I ain't going to do this, and I ain't going to do that. Truth of it is, don't worry about all that. You don't know what you'll do.
Amen.
You know what the book says about the devil? It said the devil believed and trembled.
Yeah.
And I can prove to you in the Word of God, he quoted Scripture.
Yeah.
He knows it better than you do. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil also knows his destination. Like a fire. There ain't no turning right. There ain't no turning left. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You might not like me for this, but I'm going to tell you something. If you don't turn your life right with God, you're going to wind up in the devil's lap. Yes, sir. You going with him. Preacher, don't preach stuff like that. Can I ask you something? What in the world was the lake of fire meant for? You know what the book says? I got the right answer. You know what the book says? It says it's prepared for the devil and his angels. Yes, sir. There's no reason for you to go. God had mercy on the men of Nineveh. That fish spit out Jonah, and Jonah did. Jonah done exactly what God told him to. He went around the bush to do it. Cost him some things to do it. Your way's always going to cost you. You hear me? Your way's always going to cost you. We sang a song sometimes that asked the question, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Can I tell you something about us? I know about us. I've been us quite a while. We'll sit in a pew, and while the preacher's preaching, we'll repent. What we call repent. We never did really ask God. We never did really. We just haphazardly repent. I'm going to do better. When I leave here, I'm going to straighten up. I ain't going to do this, and I ain't going to do that. But the truth of it is, we didn't really give it to God. We just didn't really give it all over to Him. All. A-double-L. All. Brethren, and it takes all. When we give Him all, you know what's required of us? All. All. Our whole life is required of us. We're going to sing. I don't know what you're going to do. But I can tell you this morning. I'd rather took a beating. I'd rather be 1,000 miles from here than had to preach what I've preached this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. God has blessed me for preaching it. Preacher, how can you say that? He blessed me before I got up. Do you hear me? Repentance. Preacher, I'll go to find me a church. You don't have to repent. Yeah, and I'll show you a church, my friend, you'll never feel God in. Amen. It takes repentance. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter how long you've been in it. Though Donald Collum, I'll leave this with you. Thurman Hightower Running Revival down at Stoner Chapel Baptist Church. Old Donald Collum, Lord was dealing with him. Grown man, set back under, well, almost to the back.
about two or three benches from the back. God got a hold of him. And he come out of that bench and he didn't make it. He got right out in the middle of the aisle. No, Thurman said he got the hollering. He got to praying, Lord, get me out of this hole that I'm in. Huh? Get me out of this hole I'm in. I'm going to leave it with you. Some of you is in a hole this morning. I want to tell you something. Donald Collum got out of that hole. Lord saved him. Yes, sir. Years down the road, we ordained him as a deacon. Tracy Collum's daddy is who I'm talking about. Y'all know Tracy. It's his dad. Donald Collum, I found him to be a big friend in my life. I appreciated him, loved him, got acquainted with him. And you know what, Crafton? I found out he knowed the same God I did. We had something in common. Yes, sir? Something in common. The message is don't hide yourself. Truth of it is, you can't hide no way. But don't hide yourself. You're trying. You're doing everything in your power. Not to listen to the Lord. Jonah fled from the Lord, and everywhere he went down to Tarshish, went down in the ship. He went down in the fish's belly, down. I can't preach it no plainer. Down. You go away from God, you will go down. Let us stand. Sing a verse.